The General Services Administration is building a business case for an integrated government-wide multiple award contract. It hopes OASIS, as it's calling this new deal, will help agencies acquire complex combinations of services that are hard to get through other means. Eventually, it might be worth up to $48 billion. Steve Kempf is commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service at GSA. He'll be presenting at the Acquisition Excellence Conference in just a few minutes. But first, he joins Emily Kopp live outside the auditorium to talk about OASIS and other new developments at GSA. Emily?
Thanks, Tom. Steve, good to be with you. Tell us a little bit about what OASIS does. I know it just got a new name change recently, but why do you think this is going to be so groundbreaking?
Sure. Thanks for having me on the show. One of the things we're really trying to do here is help the government buy professional services a little bit better, first. And then secondly, one of the things that we found missing in our toolkit was an ability to do these really large enterprise contracts to support all kinds of professional services and the IT that belong with them to make them implementable across the organizations. So, the other piece about this is to be able to do cost-type contracting where the agencies really need that. And I think that is the one thing that's really been missing from the toolkit for professional services, at least from the general services perspective.
What you just described are problems. They're not new problems. Why is this new solution, though, going to fix those problems where they've been longstanding and I guess other solutions haven't worked so well?
Sure, and I think if you look across the last 10 years, you see the spending in this area really rising. This is one of the areas that the government really does need some assistance and really does need some help. And this is where the government is really turning to contractors. And one of the things that's been very difficult is to get these integrated task orders in place, you know, so that it's, you know, it's across multiple disciplines, it's across multiple schedules, it's a difficult place to buy. And one of the things I think that we'll be able to do with this is it'll allow the contracting officers and the program managers to look across a platform where you can really make comparisons from industry partner to industry partner and make some really good decisions about what is actually being presented here and what it costs. So it will help them make their job a little bit easier.
So tell us, where are you in the process? You're building a business case now, is that right?
Well, we had an internal business case. We're going to present our external business case to OFPP to move forward with this. And then we've been working on the solicitation. We've been talking to the customers. We've been talking with industry, and we're going to be really ramping that up and get a firm schedule out. And we'll be talking about this at our expo in May on 15th to the 17th in San Antonio as well.
So what's your time frame for actually implementing it?
Well, we're still working on a firm time frame, and I think we're not going to release that till we're pretty confident that we can meet that schedule.
Okay, so we should stay tuned,
Stay tuned. We'll be releasing that shortly.
So let's talk about the big picture here. I mean, a lot of agencies are facing budget pressures. They're your key customers. Is any of that filtering down to what you guys do?
Sure, and we help the agencies meet some of those challenges as well. You know, with strategic sourcing, I think agencies are turning to us more for some of our pre-competed contracts like the schedules and the GWACs, and even our assisted acquisition services. As resources get tight and they become constrained, they have been turning to GSA more often to help them get their job done.
What are the biggest concerns you're hearing from agencies?
Well, you know, they do have budget constraints, and they're trying to find ways to, as we talk about it, find more for the mission. You know, so, you know, buying smarter, buying more, buying less of certain things and buying more strategically and, in terms of acquisition. And that's important in order to save more to get their core mission accomplished.
So you're talking about sort of pointing them towards certain vehicles that perhaps they hadn't used as frequently in the past that are becoming more critical. In addition to that, is there anything else that you think agencies should be doing to make the most out of whatever limited resources they have in terms of acquisition?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's really key in that, going forward. So, in the next couple of months, you're going to see a new electronic travel system for us. And I think, how agencies buy their travel and how they manage their travel, we'll be giving them better tools to buy more effectively. So, you know, everybody can still take the trips, but you might save, 10% or 20% off because of the way you're managing it, the way people are making choices about travel. We're going to be releasing in the next couple of weeks or months here a wireless contract, strategically sourced wireless contract for across the whole federal government. So, you know, better plans, better devices at better cost to help the agencies save some money on their wireless.
I'm speaking with Steve Kempf, and he's Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service at GSA. And, Tom, I don't know if you can hear this, but there is a bell ringing. Steve has got to go in a few minutes. He's going to present on air. But just in the few minutes we have left, give us a preview of what you'll be talking about.
Well, I think we're going to be talking about some government-wide collaboration. We're going to be talking a little bit about small business. We're going to be talking about trends in acquisition. So a lot of things that I think are on agencies' minds about how to get things done quickly and efficiently.
And you've got your team spread out across this conference today, and it's sometimes a rare opportunity for industry to get to ask your team specific questions. What do you expect they're going to be asking your team today?
Well, I think, they're always asking for more information about where we're going and what we're doing, because the industry wants to be where we're going, and they want to be a partner with us, and we, of course, that's our job, to connect industry with the government agencies to support their mission.
And other than the sneak preview that you've been giving us all along over the past few minutes, what are you going to tell them?
That GSA stands ready to be a good partner to them, and we want them to be successful when they're on our contracts, and we hope that they give excellent support to our customers to further the government's needs, because that is so important in this day and age, that we move forward and get the government what they need to support the citizens and the taxpayers.
I do have a quick question for Steve. Steve,
okay.
You there? Okay, yeah. Listen, they can't start
yes.
without you. I hear the bells ringing, so they'll just wait for one more minute. Just to get back to Oasis very quickly, and I know the handlers are there. Relax, folks. But I was wondering if when you get to Oasis, do you expect some contractors to be part of that contract that don't have other schedule or other GWACs with GSA already?
Well, that's hard to. I would expect the lion's share of them will already be on contracts like MOBIS and maybe Alliant. What will be different is the breadth and scope of that contract, so they can bring to bear all of the resources in a company to really support these enterprise needs of the federal government.
And what is your timeline for it?
Right now, we're still working on the critical timeline for that, and we'll be probably able to announce that in the next couple of weeks. We just got a new program manager on that, so he's sort of vetting that.